Hello and welcome to the Fan Reaction Show. This is your show where you have the first and final say on the weekend's results. Kaizer Chiefs and Orlando Pirates shut the spoils on Saturday in the Soweto Derby, and fans on both sides were left disappointed by the result. I'm your host, Tebo Mokonyana, and here are your reactions.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Good day. My name is Lucky Ngwanyana. About the draw, I'm now concerned. I don't see my team Orlando Pirates winning the Premier League because of today's result.
Bucks were dominating and Kaizer Chiefs were dominating too, but they could not convert their chances. So is Orlando Pirates. I think both sides fought and yeah, they share the spoils.
Yeah, I lalile Kaizer Chiefs kakhulu. Kodwa ndiyakhala mna ngokhosha wam ukubana agcine umlenga ixesha elingaka ekumeza uba umfake kwa eli atshintshe laa game sikwazi uba iChiefs siyifake phantsi ucinezelelo. Xa uzomfaka seyilead iChiefs fanele uba kwenzeke laa draw, at least ngizimfumene u-2-1 or 1-0 because ubingazukora Kaizer Chiefs xa ibipirates iqale yakora. Now ngoku banike iChiefs ichance.
Bucks drawing with Amakhosi, very disappointing, to be honest. We needed those 3 points. Look at Sundowns and look at Vets. Vets has lost. That should have been an advantage for us. By this time, we would have been in number 2 in the league. I'm very, very disappointed at Paris. Winning the league, I see no hope.
Both teams played it well. First half, it was a very technical game. It's like they were scared of each other. They were not open. But in the second half, I think both teams found their rhythm. I think the man of the match should go to those keepers. You know, they keep both teams in the game. Although I wish my team had won, I'm not complaining that much. It was a difficult game. Both sides were great.
It was more and more like they need a striker. Castro doesn't score goals. Our midfield is not that strong. I don't know where the weakness is, but even our defense is not that strong. It's not on, I might not say, let me not say it's not that strong, but it's not on point. But I can see where it's going. But I think Cardoso is a very good player. And I think if you would have Godinho back, I think we'll be solid on the back. And then hopefully Malongwane could recover because that midfield area, I don't see any player that's pushing forward and giving those passes to the players in Changase now. We can't trust in him.
I think Pirates got lucky getting like a 1 point with Kaizer Chiefs. Actually, they could have lost. If you look at the chances that Kaizer Chiefs created, but they couldn't convert, Pirates could have lost the game by 3-1, actually. I think they got lucky. So their 1 point was just lucky point, actually. If Kaizer Chiefs converted all the chances they created, they would have won the game by 3-1. Simple, because if you look at the game, Kaizer Chiefs was better than Pirates. More shots on target, more attempts on goal. Pirates only had like 3 or 1 shots off target and 1 on target. So they got lucky because Kaizer Chiefs was on top of them. So they got lucky.
Mamelodi Sundowns did not play a single game over the weekend because of their preparations for the African Champions League. Well, they were the beneficiaries of all the results that happened. Bidvest Wits lost to Highlands Park. Orlando Pirates was a number 2 team. They're now at number 3. They didn't take the initiative, and as a result, they gave away the initiative to Mamelodi Sundowns. Now, Sundowns are in prime position to take over Bidvest Wits based on the results that happened over the weekend. Let's now hear from their super fan, Umzege Zege, the masked man. We'll unmask him, at the very least his voice, to hear his opinions about this weekend's results.
Sokala Duma Radio. No, I know Kuluma Nama results on a weekend because Umun no Muntu Mela Peginda Babak.
So thina i-focus yethu ise-Africa njengoba sifuna ukuthi sithole i-stars esithu. So laba abadlalayo la ekhaya thina sinandaba nabo ngoba thina sithatha thola ama-points awabeka lapha sase siyahamba sithi thina sisaye-Africa sisayofuna amadola. Bona babebhizi ngalama-1000 la ekhaya. Kodwa masibuya le umabalele bona. So sibuya and asingaze sikhwakele thina sohlala position 1 sesohlala waya so besabagaya ichance nje abanye abantu ukuthi bayohlala lapha na position 1 ukuze kukhona bazokhona nokuthi bayokwenza ama duplicate police station ukuthi sike sahlala ku position 1 kodwa mase sibuya ngisho ithina as defender i Arsa Premier League yeah so mase sibuya ke lene Africa sesiqedile nge Africa sesibheka lapha ekhaya ke ukuthi sisebenza kanjani si maintain kanjani uk defender i cup yethu ngoba phela uyabona nje abovethi basasenesikhathi sokudlala ungathe ama point abaleke kangaka wena usaphisana ngama point phela i second round manje abanye basadlala ama draw awutholisisi nje ukuthi bayapi baye move or baya phambili uyayibona nje into kanjani so ngoba thina silene Africa i focus yethu ise Africa mase sibuya sesiyabuya ke soqoqongo kwethu.
All right, so confident ukuthi ke before I let you go, confident ukuthi wena mawubuya uzobuya nje i games in hand zakho uhlanganisa nama point wakho be number 1.
Uyayibona nje lento ayidingi ruler straight and forward ngoba la kulo number 2 kunini ngihleli number 2 abantu bayahluleka ukufika lapha babe ngaphezulu kwami kodwa ngihlela ngihlala. So uyazi nje angithi nje nginegunya futhi angibhekanga kahle ukuthi bona benzani. Mina ngibheke nje ukuthi mina mangahle ngimaintain ukuthi ngibe ne 67 point phelile.
Hayi baba oyikhulume wayeqeda indaba ngiyabonga kakhulu ngesikhathi sakho.
Thank you Gqokoza Mthanga.
Thanks very much for listening. And coming up this week, we have The Big Issue on Wednesday, and Thursday we sit down with Dr. Khumalo. And on Friday, we have the weekend special.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.